I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, my lovely wife and co-host, CFO, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
And our producer, Andy Lara, is here as well.
What's up?
He was so late. He was so late.
He was sleeping on the job.
And I held it in until we're on air because I didn't want to make him feel bad until it was public.
You cheers.
I don't have anything to cheers because I drank my coffee already, Andy. It actually was fine.
Mine's a little cold.
We had we had a couple episodes to prep for, and Mel and I get some chia pudding.
We sure did. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. So good. I would have rather you been on time, but... when life gives you lemons,
eat chia seed pudding.
Because lemonade, way too much sugar. Anyway,
speaking of lemonade, we are in the South.
I was thinking the same segue.
Yes.
Nice. Nicely done. Yes. So we got a lot to get to. As always on our podcast, we have a plan. Will we get to any of it? Who knows? I don't know. God only knows. God only knows what I'd be without you. That's what I always think. Uh-huh. That's a thing that I thought of once,
it's nice.
It's just like a thought. It's like a quote that I had once, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. It just kind of hit me with like some instrumental behind it, you know, kind of like in a whispery sing voice is just how I heard it in my mind, you know? And it was kind of a departure because normally it was more like beachy kind of sound quotes in my mind. Yeah, and then I had this other one, this Pet Sounds thing. That, anyways, I'm talking about the Beach Boys. Guys, we're going to talk a little bit about 10 Days in Nateland. I was out touring with the old Natey B, as I call him.
Nice.
You know, Natey B. You've heard of Hattie B's, and he's Natey B's, and then we went to Hope Hills Camp, which we go to every summer, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Mel flying across the country solo with the kids.
Yep.
Had a hard time finding the Sky Train, but she made it. She got there. We're going to talk about...
So mad about the Sky Train.
Yeah, Mel's overall... reflections on her time back in the South this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And probably none of that / some other things, because if this is your first time listener episode, we have an idea. We have a goal of where we're going to get, and then we just kind of see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I am on tour. Let's see here. I'm trying to think about when this is going to come out. I think I was in Nashville last weekend.
Okay.
Nashville or Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, thanks for coming.
It was a blast.
They are going to be a blast because I'm pretty sure those are all going to be sold out shows and they're all zanies and they're fantastic. I don't know exactly when this is going to come out. There's a lot of moving parts in our organization here.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I got coming up as far as other upcoming tour dates. July 26th through 27th, we'll be at Summit Comedy Club in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Then we're into August. We go Atlanta, Charleston, Asheville, Charlotte, Omaha, San Francisco, Sacramento, San Antonio, Houston, Addison. Into the rest of the fall, Tacoma, Milwaukee, Boston, Appleton, Wisconsin, Austin, Louisville, Salt Lake, Oxnard, Bakersfield, California, Springfield. That one is sold out. We're trying to add another show. That went on sale and sold out so fast. Thank you, Springfield. Raleigh, Oklahoma, the rest of the year. Tulsa, Spokane. Now on sale for next year, January 23rd through 25th, Indianapolis, Indiana. And February 13th through 15th, Helium Comedy Club, St. Louis, Missouri. So there you go. If you're like, you got to come to my city. Well, tell me. I come eventually. I come to all of these cities eventually. It just takes time. Mm-hmm.
Also, we got our next Patreon Zoom on Sunday, July 28th.
If you're not familiar with Patreon, Patreon is just a little way that you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod. Things that you get there. You get early content releases. Like, you get to see the video of this pod before everybody else does and any other my YouTube content. I have a video that's going up tomorrow, I think, that the patrons have had since, like, 2 days ago. So, merch discounts. Also, certainly, the tiers explain it, but meet and greets at each show. If you come to the show, yep. We hang out before a little bit, 10, 15 minutes in the green room.
We do a monthly Zoom hang.
You
get some merch at the different tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
And you get Mel's hot political rants. She has a blog that you all,
It's the dark
it's
web.
It's fiery. Yeah. It is.
It's called the classic woman.
The classic woman. Yeah.
And you get
this
some
one was called
behind the scenes.
Most recent post, When Women Were Still Women. It's a hot, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
It's not bad, actually. It's not bad. Marketing is easy. All right, everybody. So we are back in our hometown of La Mesa, California.
Yeah.
Where we live.
Mm-hmm.
We got back Saturday. I was gone for 2.5 weeks, which is the longest run I've ever done.
You and a carry-on.
One carry-on. 2.5 weeks. Several loads of laundry throughout and lost so many socks. Mm-hmm. Just kept losing them one at a time. But thankfully, you kind of came like a jet getting refueled in the air.
I had a lot more than a carry-on.
And you you restocked me a bit. So I was out with, I flew out on a Wednesday, I think, or a Thursday.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Thursday.
I'm gonna be all over the place where in the order of these stories.
Okay. Well, we got back from Joshua Tree on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I think you left Thursday.
I think that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We highly recommend this, if you haven't done it before, when you travel a bunch, especially with your kids, just have in mind a meal that you want to do right when you get home. Because you don't want to cook, but whatever your local favorite thing is, just save some money from the trip. This is a travel hack. Save some money from the trip to just give yourself one just local delight when you get home. The thing that you missed about the home, which, of course, in San Diego was Mexican food. So we went to Chewy's here in San Diego, and it was the best food I've ever had. Now, was that because we came off of a camp week? Probably, part.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we got all the pets, and our son picked up the food. So that was, like, super fun because we were two things done at once.
We got home and it was we had to go get those cats. We have two cats and a bunny, and we had to go pick those cats up.
They close at 5. We got there at 4:45.
It was tight. It was tight, but we beat the line of that last rush. And the cats are very happy to see us. And you did your favorite moment when we get home is when we let the cats out, right?
Well, they just act so erratic when we get them home. They meow like so much more, and then they'll like kind of, at first they're mad, so they distance themselves from us. But then they are so needy that they just like can't even, you know, they're just like all over us.
And we have indoor outdoor cats, so they're like, it's constant, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
And then they meow a lot more. So the first couple hours they get home, you're just letting them in the front door, out the back door, in the front door, out the back door.
There'll be times where our
they're
cats,
just circling the house.
There'll be cats where our youngest cat, Donut Hole, he's in the house for less than 30 seconds. He'll just come in the front door. I'm like, just hop the fence. I know you can do this. You're a prime athlete right now. I mean, maybe you're a little bit at the end of your prime, a la LeBron, but you can still dunk, and I know you can get over that fence. Your old man, Fritter, I don't think he can anymore.
He still gets in the loft bed.
It's hard
listen,
to watch.
We've all had injuries in the loft bed.
Everyone.
And the loft bed is leaving soon.
I actually think only you have been injured by the loft bed. I think everybody else.
Yeah, the loft bed.
Yeah, tell me about that. You've got in your mind.
Did injure me.
Yeah,
Fritter can barely get up there, but he still does.
It's a tough watch.
He's like, bridging.
It is a tough. It is a tough watch to watch an old cat still try and get in on a top bunk. I don't know why he's doing it.
He likes it up there.
He does.
So
he's just trying to stay young. He's just trying to be like, oh, just I gotta feel alive.
Well, I think it's like a cat hotel where the top is the best.
Yeah.
You know, like the cat trees.
I guess.
You know,
yeah.
So you get loft beds.
Yeah.
So you were gone 10 days and our 10-year-old was sleeping in our bed. And I cannot easily move her like an hour or two into her sleep.
The tough thing with our youngest kid is she still acts like a youngest kid, but she's outgrown the size of a youngest kid.
Yeah, she's
tough to move in the middle of the night.
Mostly adult now. And so I had been trying to move her and I kept trying to coax her back in her bed because she does this like violent hand.
Yeah. Claire's
It's a face slap. It's a straight arm slap.
Yeah.
To the face. And it's very difficult. She's not fun to sleep with. And I've decided we're getting rid of our last loft bed.
Yeah.
And even if we just have to like jam a desk in that room, space.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting rid of her dresser altogether.
Whoa.
Because all of our kids now, we just have these like canvas boxes under their bed and they don't really have to fold their clothes. They just put them in the boxes and they just slide them in and out. So it's even better than drawers because like you can, all the space under your bed is full of clothes. So it's better than a dresser.
Very efficient. See, you said you're half efficient. This is very efficient.
Well, at first I was going to get her one of those beds that had a dresser under it, but these canvas boxes have worked so well for our teens that I'm convinced.
Shout out IKEA.
This is what we're going to do for Claire. So now I'm like, yeah, you got your own big bed on the floor and I need her to get out of our bed.
So you're here to, couple thoughts on that. One, you're here to tell me we got a trip to IKEA coming up. Let's go. Come on. Poor person date night. IKEA. The original escape room. Hey, let's how do you get out? I don't know, just sniff for meatballs.
There'll be some clues.
It used to be such a good poor person date night that they used to have a kids area, but I think the kids area got closed down during COVID.
Small land?
Small land is what they call it. Yeah. It got closed, right?
I think it's back. I think it's backed in a modified fashion.
Okay.
I think you have to be like under like 4 feet. Like you can't be that big anymore to get in there.
I can't go in?
You can't. It's got the ball pit.
Ball pits are one of those things that went away and we're like, that's probably best. They weren't even as a kid, you're like.
Everyone's just like licking.
Yeah. Ball pits are fun for the first jump. And you're like, ah, gosh.
Well, they're not deep. They're not deep.
Now it's like getting out of a bean bag. Oh, gosh. Yeah, this is not as much fun as I thought it would be.
It's hard to get out of a foam pit.
Yeah.
Almost as hard to get out of a deep end of a pool on a ladder in front of like 100 people.
In your mom bathing suit that you felt really good about? I thought you looked great. I'm a big fan. I like your bathing suit.
Well, I usually, I'm a Nordstrom Rack person. I like to dig for like higher end stuff at a deep discount, but I did an Amazon swimsuit this year and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You know where you go ahead.
If you they really only last one season because the stuff all stretches out. So you just like, I only got to wear this like 5 more times and then it's going to break.
Well, I have good news for you. You know what's near Nordstrom Rack? IKEA.
It's true.
We got a big, hot, middle-aged date coming up. Nordstrom Rack and an IKEA. Come on. IKEA Rack the same day? I
don't think I have that kind of energy.
No. No, I mean, it depends on how lost you get in the IKEA, you know?
Yeah.
It really, you're like, by the end of it, you feel like an item from the as-is section.
You're chipped.
I got out alive. IKEA starts great. You start with so much life.
Those interiors are
and energy.
Just exquisite.
Yeah, I mean, IKEA has the same. IKEA has the same
showrooms.
Yeah, what is it going to say? IKEA has the same. IKEA has the same interior plan and structure as casinos.
Yes.
That they're
bright,
like you don't
shiny.
Yeah. No clocks.
No clocks. No windows.
Yeah.
You're just in, and they want you in. Just keep buying. Just cha-ching.
And you'll never be able to find the bathroom.
Cha-ching.
Or the exit.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
So the Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
Check out anytime you like. You never leave. And then at the end, you just have this giant cart full of things that you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? How do I get this in my...
I can't get these in my car.
How do I get this in
my
Camry? Oh no, this was an immediate mistake. I hate this so much. So I totally, it is funny though that you had, I think you had an exact moment that Claire slapped you in the face and you're like, we gotta get rid of the loft bed.
Yeah, I
this was like a 3 a.m.
I was
thing.
Telling my friends, it was something like, because our teens were fairly busy the 10 days you were gone, but Claire was not busy. She had like a 30-minute martial arts class at like 6 p.m. So I was like really trying to like prep for the trip, do a bunch of house stuff, get some work done, entertain her. And there was something, you know, it's usually like day 5 when you're solo parenting. You're like, what could I change?
Yeah. How could I just change this house?
Yeah.
Well, and anyway. Also like, in all parents know this, but like, it would sharing a bed with your small child is worse than like 5 small raccoons.
Yes.
It's the twisting. It's the up and the down. It doesn't even make sense what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's you're like, this was easier when you were in my womb.
Yeah. No, I mean, they just like starfish and they like put their knees up and then the hands slap.
Yeah.
It's
if there is a way that small children have a unique ability to find like pressure points on you in the middle of the night. They don't like hit your butt cheek, which you wouldn't even feel. It's like a heel to the rib cage. And you're like, how did you even get at that level?
Yeah.
Where did you shape wise? How did your foot get to my hip? That doesn't, you know.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's
you're
really
like,
bad.
You wake up in so the middle bad. Of the night. You're like, did I just take a knee to the head?
Yeah.
You got full upside down and on your belly. A full knee to the head is incredible.
It's the worst.
It's WrestleMania. Yeah.
I mean, it is WrestleMania.
Top ropes, you drop kick to the
face. Yeah, except you're really getting hit. Yeah. It's worse than WrestleMania. These are real hits. You wake up one night and your 4-year-old's got you in an ankle lock somehow. You're like, ah! How did you unconsciously get me in a submission move?
Strangles you with the sheets.
Like, just put me out of my misery. Just stab me. Just kill me. It's like just brutal acupuncture all night long. Oh. Anyways, what we're saying is we're getting a loft bed. Anyways, so It was quite an adventure, though, to get you there, because I was gone for a lot of this. That's why I didn't know about Loftbed. I came back, and you were talking Loftbed.
A big intervention with myself.
Well, what happened was, so I was gone for 2.5 weeks. You joined me a little bit into it, but I left on a Thursday, and then I met up with you 2 Mondays after that.
Yeah,
so it was 10 days.
Our big travel day was Sunday.
Yours was big Sunday. So I travel out. When you travel with old Nady B's, Nate Borghetti, you go out the day before. So I go out on late Thursday, shows on Friday. We do Friday, Saturday, Sunday shows at the Fox Theater, which I had done with Tay before. So I've done this theater before. Mm-hmm. And Nate has these were his SNL reschedules.
Yeah.
So they had been sold out forever. Mm-hmm. And they were small venues for Nate because he's adding arenas. I mean, we went to Austin. He did 3 arenas. So you're adding arena show. He even said at one point we were golfing and he was like, the whole point of adding us moving to arenas was to not have to add shows.
Insane.
But he's just on. I mean, he's literally the number one touring comedian in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. I mean. We did that when we were in Austin. We did an arena on a Monday, and we're like, "Huh? You got 15,000 people to show up somewhere on a Monday? I don't know that Jesus could do that
at the end of June."
Yeah,
it's insane.
Jesus comes to town on a Monday. People are like, "He'll probably come back next year." I don't know. Monday's a tough day.
Just getting into my work week.
The kids got kung fu. You know, but old Nady B's comes to town.
if there's an excuse, we've heard it.
People will miss my shows for a lot of reasons.
I just can't do a Sunday show.
Yeah, I do love when people tell, I like you, but not enough to be tired.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Yeah.
I get. I go out with Nady B and for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The next one I'm going to kick up with him is on Wednesday, and you have to fly home. You have to come back out on Tuesday in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. We live in California, so I'm not going to fly home to be home for 8 hours on Monday. So I stay at Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at Nate's, actually, in Nashville on Monday, Tuesday. We fly out to Indy. We do Indy. Springfield. We do 2 nights in Indy. Indy, Springfield, Omaha, and Rosemont, Chicago. And which was funny because we did the arena there, the Allstate Arena, and he had done a COVID show in that parking lot which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Man, I'm so
Came
glad."
Inside.
That's what he says. It's wonderful to be indoors. This is fantastic that we get to go into the actual building this time. So that's crazy. I mean, those Nate shows are just otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, it's crazy.
Are they all in the round?
Yeah, for the most part. There was
so
any of the new ones are. So the indie ones were kind of, the indie ones were not.
Mm-hmm.
And someone explained it to me. It was because I think SNL just sent him in such a different atmosphere as far as the tickets went even bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that had been sold before SNL, so it was before they were doing the round, and they couldn't shift it because they're like, these people bought row 2.
Yeah.
There's not, you know what I mean? The ticket, there's no ticket
arenas
switch.
Arenas have a way to, it's like casinos. They have a way to seat different amounts of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'd imagine they can't adjust.
So yeah, it was they're wild, and the ones in Indy were fantastic. The ones in the round are great. The round is really you wouldn't think it, but it is the way to do those shows. It's just a way to get them all closer to you. Everyone is closer to you in that scenario, and you're not just out yelling that these are problems that I don't have to worry about. I'm just like, could we hit the second tier on the late show? If we could get past the front tier on my club shows and the late show would be fantastic. But it was great because it was the end of the tour, the Be Funny tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a big end of tour party.
Yeah.
They did it was like The Office. They did a casino night. So it was fun. We in the arena. It was super fun.
But it wasn't just you went to a casino. You
No, the casino, they of... like, yeah, the casino night. Like, mm-hmm. again, like that episode of The Office where they like dealers and stuff and they mm-hmm. just set up tables. It was fun. It's actually a very fun way to do a big party like that because people are like gambling, but not really.
So it's like entertaining.
Yeah, everybody gets a set amount of chips and then yeah. the chip leaders at the end of the night win. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Nate had the most chips. He didn't win, of course, because he's not a monster. He's not like, here's the, I get my own
grand prize.
I get my own iPad or whatever the prize was. Mm-hmm. But he went on like some super hot run at the roulette table, like, which was crazy. Like he's winning on the number, not the color. So when you do roulette, uh-huh. you can like bet the color or you can win even bigger, better odds on the number. And he hit like the number, the specific number multiple times. So it is funny because I'm not like well versed in casinos, but like Greg Warren was there and Greg is. And it was funny. He like mm-hmm. knew the rules of all the games. And so we were mm-hmm. like, he's like, come on, we'll go to the roulette table. We're going to go play craps. And you're like, okay. Sure.
Did you learn some stuff?
I did. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of helpful because casinos, not that you need to be well-versed in a casino, but, you know, there's cheap.
What's the best way to learn is on a casino night when there's literally.
When someone can teach you.
There's no money to lose.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is like touring with Nate is like, it's like a comedy camp, like for mm-hmm. comics because mm-hmm. it's a lot of sports, a lot of food. There's a lot of downtime, but like there's also
also a constant hang.
Constant hang. Uh-huh. Like we just, there's movies and there's you know, we're
you
watching
the debate,
comedy. We're
you did it all. NFL or?
There was a Copa game. I convinced everyone to watch a little soccer, which not everybody was excited about, but mm-hmm. they entertained me. We all sat down and watched the fever game. We all watched. There was a fight, UFC fight. There's a lot of sports on, and there was another. We played basketball. We played ping pong. Aaron
Did
Weber
you play pickleball.
No pickleball happened, mm-hmm. which is probably for the best for everybody else because it would have been tough. It would have been tough for them. There's no easy way to say this, but.
Did you watch a comedy special?
We did watch a comedy special. Of course. We always do. So the basketball was fun. Aaron Weber gave me a high compliment, and then he described me as annoyingly athletic, which is
That's
fine.
Nice.
I've been told
deceptively
athletic and annoyingly mm-hmm. athletic. These are backhanded compliments, which are people going, I would have never thought you to be an athlete. People do the same in comedy. Mm-hmm. Really? You? Like I'm just supposed to be on all the time, just dancing for you. What do you need? Like I'm supposed to be a live comedy movie for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll appreciate this. I mm-hmm. saw someone tweet the other day, or it was a joke. I wish I remember the comedian. She goes, I used to think that my boyfriend was funny. And then I watched the movie Anchorman, and I realized he had just memorized this movie. It's pretty funny because we have people in our life that we've talked about before. That like, so this is just what you do.
I am the Anchorman movie. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My favorite. There was a lot of very funny moments at on the run with Nady B. And one of them was we are at a college in Springfield. Do you mind looking up the college? Springfield College. It was like Southern Missouri, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's where the arena was.
That was where the arena was.
Missouri State.
I think that's it. So we're having Missouri State, and it's official. It's college visit day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
tour.
It's kind of bumping and... And the students are there, prospective students, their parents are all there. It's very fun. We're talking to Greg about the college. Greg was an All-American wrestler. And he wrestled at Mizzou. And I was like, did you ever wrestle here? I was like, yeah. And he's like, how did you do? I was like, we don't lose to schools like this.
Wow.
So that was fun.
That's amazing.
But people are prospective students. And so we were... scooting. We were on scooters. There's like mm-hmm. six dudes on scooters. It's like the comics and a couple of the other crew are all just out there scootering. And there's like a big bear in the middle of the campus. You might have seen the picture that we took. And so we all taken our picture in front of us. And finally, we're on the campus. Finally, mm-hmm. an employee comes out and they're like, hey, I just have to ask, like, what are you doing here?
Was it the weekend or?
It was the campus visit day on Saturday.
Okay.
And they're like, are you guys like alums? Because you're not wearing any gear. Why are you here? Are you here with the tour or something? Or what's going
on?
What's your deal? And
eight grown men.
And then so someone was like, no, we are here with the tour. And she's like, what are you guys, like comedians or something? I've never, well, like, and she started asking questions. She goes, like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know any, like, she's like, I'm going to the show. I'm so excited. Nate's with us, by the way. And she's like, we're so excited about the show. Do you guys, like, know Nate or anything, you know? And she's like, I don't recognize any of you. She goes, but I do know what Nate looks like. And we're, and now,
oh my gosh.
Nate is there in sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah.
And then as she says that, I think she sees us kind of smirk a little, and she realized, and then she kind of like looks and she stares at Nate. This is not an exaggeration for 5 to 10 seconds and goes, wait. And then she's like, oh my. And then all the staff comes out and some people are taking pictures because it was just so funny though. Because she's like, I know what Nate, and you're like, oh, he's right here. And then Nate, who is as super, I mean, he's so gracious and so kind and takes a picture and chats with them for a good long time.
That's nice.
But it was very fun.
This reminds me of when I was at the Mission Valley Mall and they have a circus tent sometimes coming through. And then I was leaving the parking lot and I saw this like ripped woman riding a bike next to the trailer.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And there was a little kid on a bike behind her. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That's them.
They're in the show.
That's the circus people. And that's,
they're just camping out at the mall.
Yeah. And that's what Melissa thinks of Nate as a random carnival worker
on a bike
in a mall parking lot.
It's just so exciting.
It is exciting.
And you see him off stage.
Yeah.
I was really hoping you were going to stop and ask them and they weren't part of the show.
They're like, oh man, we're just trying
on a bike ride.
Just trying to kill some time on a Tuesday.
You're my kid.
What's wrong with you? Totally normal.
You think we're in the circus?
Totally normal for some jacked lady at her to be hanging out with her kid on a unicycle.
She's juggling.
Listen,
they gotta warm up.
Listen, the economy is so bad that I might encourage our Gen Z kids to consider the circus.
Circus arts. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you might have to just like literally learn how to juggle. I don't know. There's no clear route for you anymore.
Mm-mm.
Even we were kind of one of the last generations that like, remember when we were kids, they're like, get into computers.
Computers aren't going away.
Computers are the future.
Yeah.
Just learn anything about computers.
Maybe our kids could do social media for the circus.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to run the TikTok for the circus?
Our kids.
Gloria Nickerson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something to consider.
She's on it enough, you know?
As you said that, Joel just sent me that he needs $21 into his account based on his Depop sales. Our son sells vintage clothes online. anyway, so thank you, Nate, for having me out. It was fantastic. So much fun. And then
so fun.
We shifted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man, did we shift. So Sunday morning... I wake up in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I have a show to do that night. And you wake up in La Mesa, California.
Yes.
And you have to get 3 children and yourself from San Diego to Atlanta and get to the hotel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
we booked you a slightly later flight. I booked you a car. So the car was coming.
You booked a bunch of stuff for us, and
we call Mel Country Mouse. And you're not a Country Mouse compared to a true Country Mouse, but compared to me, you certainly are.
I don't travel multiple cities in a weekend, which is what you do.
And usually you have the benefit of traveling with me, which is, it's like the Disney tag-along thing. What do they call that? Someone who's like, I forget. There's like a tag-along thing.
So someone plans the whole trip, and then everyone else is just like, where do I go? I'll just follow you.
And that's me at the airport. Just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to do that. And it works out great. All the boarding passes are on my phone. Yeah. All the perks, I'll check in the bags. I'll tell us where to go. Most likely, I've been to this airport anyways. I have a pretty good...
You know what restaurants or which terminals, and it's fantastic. It's so easy to travel with you.
I know where...
The follower, I think, is the passenger princess.
Passenger princess. That's what it is. Yes. Yeah. You are the passenger princess.
And those Disney people know where the Dole Whips are, where the good bathrooms, like just everything. And it's fantastic. But I got to do that all that solo. And I think I had a really rough start because I was at a swim lesson with our littlest. And then I start getting texts from the teens.
This is on Saturday.
Yeah.
The day before you leave.
That they've got plans, but don't worry, Joel's going to drive me. And I'm like, oh no. So it's like 11:30 and they're texting me. And then I'm picking that middle child up at like 10 p.m. that Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because she has gone the whole day with these plans and these rides that she thinks she has developed. But, you know, like, so my son hung out with three different friend groups on Saturday.
Yeah.
And gave my daughter a ride one way to Mission Bay with friends. So it was just like nonstop.
Yeah.
And they hadn't packed. They hadn't done their chores.
I'm playing basketball.
And I'm trying to pack. And I got the 10-year-old. And so it's like almost midnight and we're all up trying to finish this stuff. And so it was a fine travel day. It was just the last detail was I've been to the Atlanta airport. I've done the underground train to the terminal.
The terminal train, yeah.
Baggage claim. But I could not find the SkyTrain to our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally settled because if you know me, I'm like, it's better to eat before you get too upset than to
better for the whole group
prioritize
honestly.
Like a high quality meal and so I did. I was like, food court, this is our dinner, and it was like KFC, Burger King, random Chinese
food. Because you ate on the wrong side of baggage claim or on the wrong side of security too. All the good stuff is on the gate side,
and in my head I was like, no, we have like four checked bags. We got it.
We got to go get our bags.
And so I just had like, I was like, I need to prioritize vegetables. I had the worst Chinese food in the Atlanta airport.
Stunning that it wasn't good.
They were like literally closing. So they were out of everything.
Yeah.
And, but everybody ate and our flight was delayed 2 hours in San Diego. We were on the tarmac for 2 hours. But besides that, it's like 11-hour day.
You were delayed 2 hours?
Yeah. Remember, it just wouldn't take off. The plane would not
I forgot about that.
Leave the ground.
Summer travel's brutal. I was talking to Tomlinson about that yesterday. It's so bad. Summer travel's so bad.
So we just like had the perfect hotel to like shower and sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so relieved when we got to the hotel.
It's a good feeling.
And
our
daughter kind of wanted to swim, the 10-year-old, but thank God they didn't have a pool.
Yeah.
We're like, oh no, we can't.
I actually remember thinking that when I booked that
for
you guys.
Pool.
Yeah.
And then we did the classic thing where her and I caught the breakfast, let the teens sleep.
Yep.
And then we brought them food. I had like milk jugs in my pockets.
Milk jugs?
Like the little milks.
Oh yeah.
Cartons. The cartons.
I don't think you can say milk jugs.
Sorry, forgive me.
Smuggling milk jugs.
Yeah.
So we all rested and showered and
ate. The ones you knock over at a carnival? Milk jugs? Sorry.
You know. And then you showed up with the rental car.
So I got added. So originally I was just on the St. Louis and then I got added to the next run. But we needed to be in Alabama by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
To go to this camp that we'll tell you guys about here in a second. But I'm like, well, I can meet you there on Monday. So I land from Chicago to Atlanta, easy flight, get the rental car. Actually, my original thought was like, oh, you guys will just get in and then we'll, and I was like, no, I need to get in and get everybody moving and help. And I ate some of the breakfast too. Everyone at the hotel front desk was like, where'd this extra guy come from? Because I walk in with a bag and they're like, you checking in? I'm like, no. It's 9 a.m. This is a totally normal time to show up with a bag and not check in and go to a hotel. Don't ask questions you don't want answers to. Spring Hill Suites, Atlanta Gateway. We get settled and we off to camp we go. Remarkable job, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I've never flown with all three kids.
The Saturday was harder than the Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is something. We've flown together a lot as a family. I have flown with two kids. Like, I took the girls.
Yeah.
I've never flown with, and I've flown with one kid. You're the first. You did solo, so, three kids across the country.
We did get lucky because you get all the checked bag privileges, but then they were so overbooked that they let us check our bags at the gate.
Nice.
Yeah, which is nice. Because then we didn't have to pay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you saved that $30 at Roadrunner yesterday. We have a long distance runner. And
a volleyball player.
And running shoes are so expensive.
We bought all their gear yesterday. And I mean, we spent, because I got running shoes too. We spent like $400 at this running store. And they're like, you save $30.
It doesn't feel good.
You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I was at Dick's dropping a couple hundred on volleyball stuff.
Yeah.
And
they're like, do you want to use your $7 of rewards?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
They're like, do you want to
use
triple points? Do you want to use triple points? I'm like, obviously. Look how expensive this is. I usually just come here and buy like one pair of clearance shorts for myself. And my daughter's like, I need the LeBrons to see if I make the freshman team for volleyball. You're like, seems like a bit of a high ask. Maybe let's see if you make the team first.
It is so sad that you have to buy the gear before tryouts.
In advance. Coach, tell me if they're going to make the team before I buy the gear.
Is it worth it?
Can you rent gear like you do at a ski lift or a ski snow? You're like, just let me borrow this gear.
They should have a program for the kids who get cut from tryouts. And they can return their shoes and
buyback.
Like
their
bats.
Kind of like the book buyback back when we went to college.
Yeah.
You get like $10.
$10. Yeah. At least will you give me store credit? Can I get half store credit?
We had a pair of soccer cleats that never, you know, that made it one.
This actually explains a lot of, like, sometimes you'll be at a played against sports.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, these are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make this joke. We'd be like in a Goodwill or Value Village because we're a huge thrift store. People, you see like a brand new pair of shoes and you'd be like, this is a kid that didn't play. like he grew out of these and he like made the team and he got the shoes and he did not get a lot of playing time. But you should, there's got to be
some. I guess that's why they use sporting goods is
well, because
is a market.
Also tryouts are hard and they are like, I dropped Glory off today, and a girl gets out of the car, and I go, that's your competition. And she goes, she's not even wearing volleyball gear. And I was like, oh, no, you are right. The coach is going to think that. Like, this isn't a real player because they don't have the gear. Now, if she's talented, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
She might be an amazing softball player, which is like a crossover for volleyball.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's all shoulder.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
I would know. It's kind of my wheelhouse.
People think you're in the circus. Coming in with these shoulders. I like them.
You better spot me in a parking lot.
Oh my gosh, is that one in the circus? So we go to Hope Hills. We have one planned stop, Buc-ee's, because I know that there's a Buc-ee's between Atlanta and...
Dropped a lot of money there.
Every time. Every time. It's built into our budget. We're not going to spend... We're going to spend $0 at camp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would spend some, but the camp store is never open. So we go to we volunteer at a camp every year called Hope Heals. Some of you guys may or may not know that, but Jay and Catherine Wolf, it's their organization. And it's a family... It's a camp for families that have someone in the family with a disability. And so it's a super accommodating, super inclusive camp. Mm-hmm. And we got hooked up with them. We put it together. I think it was, I think this was my fifth year of involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hired me to do one. And I ended up just doing a virtual one because it was 2020 and they didn't do it. And then, so 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24. So I did a virtual one, and then I've been there 4 times, and then our family's been there 3 times.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about it when I first showed up. I did the virtual gig I was doing during COVID. I would just pre-record a thing I'd do in my house, and they would
play it.
Yeah, play it. Yeah. And then this one, and then I went in, and I was like, oh, this is what this is. How do we get more involved as a family? And I told this story. It was an exact moment. So I go in the gig having no idea. I even said this during my set this year. I would have said no to this gig had it not been 2021. we were saying yes to a lot of gigs. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I didn't care about the organization. It's because it's hard to get to. Mm-hmm. Camp McDowell is in Nauvoo, Alabama. That's outside of Jasper, Alabama, which is already outside of Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. We're already two outsides.
Yes.
Of a place. Mm-hmm. That's all. Birmingham is already hard to and expensive to get to,
it
by
is.
The way.
Yep.
So I get there and I'm just saying a lot of yeses at this point in my career because my job had been illegal for a while. And so we get there and I had to take a red eye and I get up at like I have one of those like 1 p.m., 2, 3. I think I'm on at like 4 or something like that. I get up. I go to take a shower. There's a spider the size of my hand in the shower. I skip.
That's your least favorite thing.
I'm so scared of spiders. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I can't shower here. I have to burn the camp down. And mm-hmm. But I go and do the gig, and the gig's going great. But there's a very specific moment where this is 2020. I'm going to retell the joke and retell the story and kind of tell you how we got hooked. This is an old joke about how I was traveling at the time a lot, and I had a very unique experience of where I saw a woman on a plane sitting across from me who was wearing a mask, but she was also breastfeeding without a cover. And I thought, what a unique moment in time, right, that I have seen this woman's nipple but not her nose. It's a fun joke, and it's a true story. Now, there's an individual named David there who has limited verbal skills, and he's in a wheelchair. For whatever reason, that joke tickled him. And he has a beautiful laugh. It's pretty high-pitched. It's gorgeous. It's an amazing laugh. Pretty distinct, and it's mm-hmm. a great laugh. And this gig is in a chapel. So it hits, and it reverberates, and it's like angelic the way that it's hitting. And mm-hmm. it's like, this is what this building was made for. Noises and voices and laughs and responses like this, and it echoes and it hits me, and then he can't stop laughing, and then he kind of keeps laughing as I kind of get into the next joke, and then I keep laughing again, and it was a very beautiful moment. And I talked to you later. I was like, this is it. And I tell them, I was like, we're back, we're doing this every year. I have kids that can help. I have a wife that can teach art. So we're back. And this was my first year back with David.
Yeah.
So David was back this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened again. And mm-hmm. it was, I'm not going to tell the joke because it's in the new hour. But I'm a clean comedian, but it is a joke that involves the female anatomy. And it got David again. And it happened. And it was just, it's just such a beautiful moment because, selfishly, as a performer, comedy clubs are not super accommodating for a lot of individuals. And I'm like, this is nice for me that I can do an inclusive show.
Yeah.
Theaters mm-hmm. are hard mm-hmm. to get to. Theaters are old. I don't play theater. Theaters are old. They're oftentimes very accommodating. It's a pain to get to. But this whole camp,
narrow
they're there.
Hallways and
it's just, it's the best. And everything, everything about this camp is terrible, which is why it's so great. It's hard to get to. It's so hot. The mm-hmm. food is the worst food I've ever had, even by camp food standard. Mm-hmm. And but it's beautiful. And we go every year, and we'll go again next year. Just Jay and Catherine doing an unbelievable job. The other contributors are so good. It's just, it's magical. It really is a really special place.
I think, I don't know if this makes sense, but if I could summarize it, but there's a talent show for the campers.
Talent show's a real tear fest.
They have the kind of special performance, which you did.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spa day for the adult campers and mm-hmm. the kind of the moms.
The men's lay low, where unfortunately I have to sit through some improv.
They do an adult dinner.
It's not my scene. It's not my scene. The stories are taught in a good way. There's just four. Oh, David. So yeah. David, I connected with. There was a family that we really connected with. Like we crossed a lot of paths with them.
Yeah.
So David was the dad. Cash was the youngest son.
Or maybe Nash.
Cash and Ford. Okay, so Cash.
think it's Nash.
Nash, I'm sorry. Nash was a camper that Gloria was kind of like a co-CC with. What does CC stand for? I'm not even sure. Just kind of helped out with a camp.
I don't know what that analogy
and,
is.
And helped out with a camp and really connected them. Then David, who I'd never met, came in one day, is like, thank you so much. Your daughter's being so helpful. And I'm like, my daughter? We're talking about the same? We're talking about the same daughter that I know?
So she's really strong.
Because she told me she hated me this morning.
so she was helping a lot.
Which is fantastic, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then the talent show was unbelievable. My, I don't want to say favorite, but a standout act was their older son, Ford, did a ventriloquist, a puppet, mm-hmm. that was Russian and was very funny and was like, what do you think of the Hopiels? And he's like, it's good program. It was very funny. So he was very funny. And then David shared kind of his family story at one of like the men sharing times. And then they went to the show. And then they're married to a Melissa. Mm-hmm. He's married. He's got a Melissa. So just a lot of crossover. And that's what's wonderful about this is you just spend so much time with these families, you know. And there's a lot of friends that weave and stuff you get to see once a year. We see the Thomases who we love. And yeah, it's great. And they do like a church service on like Thursday night.
Yeah.
And even just hearing the stories like, hey, man, and you know, I know, Andy, you know this, but like church is hard for a lot of the, like, this is some of these families, like the one time they can go a year mm-hmm. because it is so, and they're trying to model what this looks like to be so inclusive in these environments. Yeah. And
mm-hmm. and then they do like a dinner banquet. You know, where like all are invited. The Luke 14.
It's great.
Yeah, banquet.
Big fan.
It's really nice.
Mel Teaches Art, which is probably my favorite hour of the year, which is watching Mel teach art at
camp.
Yeah,
it's super fun. Mm-hmm.
So hot.
Yeah.
Disgustingly hot.
My class is at 3:15 outside.
And people still come. And you were right after mine. That was the thing. Mm-hmm. It was like, man, they really stacked Mel.
They always stack us on Thursday. They do an adult dinner, but, you know, it is maxed out. So we always sit outside at the adult dinner and just, like, sweat through our clothes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The listen, I have we've never spent the 4th of July in the South. The 4th of July hits a lot harder in the South. 4th of July, this is like being in San Francisco for Pride Month. Like, it just means more. There's just like it's just a bigger celebration. And we live in San Diego. We live mm-hmm. in a military town. You yeah. know, like you mm-hmm. too. It's yeah. big here, but the South, it's everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's like it was a huge
head to toe.
Red, white, and we forgot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We totally forgot to like bring anything. Also, I don't know that I have a Bucky's shirt. but it was fun to spend the 4th there. It was a very chill 4th. Mm-hmm. But the South is just, we did, you had a rant that you said like after your third year, there were certain things that made more sense in the South during
yeah.
the summer.
Yeah. You'd think I would be growing used to the weather or adapting, but I'm still like trying to wear jean shorts.
Yeah.
Which
it won't do.
Huge mistake. So the like athletic dress mm-hmm. / skirts. They're yes. very popular.
Mm-hmm. Minimal fabric.
Wicking.
Well, yeah.
It's very smart.
Anything to accommodate sweat.
Very smart. Koozies aren't a really big part of our culture out here.
No.
Our drinks stay cold.
They stay cold. They can.
You know?
Yeah.
The ice stays in the cup.
Yeah.
We are at this.
You have a window for a cold drink in California.
Yeah.
30 minutes? Maybe? 20, 30? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the South.
In the South, like, the ice melts immediately.
8 minutes.
And then you're drenched.
It's 8 minutes yeah. before it's a warm beer. It's 12 minutes before it's a boiling beer.
Yeah.
Eye makeup, just don't even try. It's just like, it's coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's moving.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It will not stay put.
The Californians stand out at this camp, because there's not a lot of us that come from California, and we stand out. We stand out. We don't know how to dress. We're so hot. We're panting by the side of the road. We're in rough shape.
We're like almost in crisis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just we're soft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good place to end too, because Andy, you're a Californian, more so than us, a whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried many times to explain, but the Southern mind just cannot comprehend In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. It's hard to explain that because the Southern mind, and I love the Southern mind, and I'm a fan of the South, but I think they just don't get, you know, vibes. Everyone comes to, particularly people who are not from here, they come to California and they go, In-N-Out is trash. And I go, pause, just for a second. Stop comparing it to the best burger you've ever had. This is not a Red Robin, wherever you get your good burgers are. Wherever your burger, it's not a fancy burger. This is not a Ruth Chris. You're comparing this to fast food.
Right.
And this is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's so good. It's affordable. Yeah. It's like Arizona iced tea. It's affordable.
It's really affordable.
We can feed our family of five for $30. $30.
Yeah.
Everyone's full. And it's somebody was like talking about like they didn't understand the menu, and I was like, it's the easiest menu in history. I don't know what you need here. It's singles, doubles. The fries are mid. We all know it.
Right.
We'll be the first to admit that the fries are mediocre. But when the burger is that good, it just doesn't matter. I can't quite communicate it. You know what it is, though? Okay. I think I found it. I think I found the comparison. I understand that as an outsider, you look at it and you go, like, this is all a bunch of hype. I don't get it. All people do is talk about how great it is, and they wear the merch, and they go, I wish this is where I was, and da-da-da-da-da. In-N-Out is California's Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, if you're not in it, you don't understand. Like, it's more than just the food and the experience. It's cultural.
Yeah.
It really is cultural. It's
the
about
atmosphere.
And you know what? I've been to every state. I love them both. Buc-ee's In-N-Out should be everywhere. I wish those were the two political parties that were running. Buc-ee's In-N-Out. Everybody wins.
Happy whoever wins.
Happy whoever wins. Yeah. We all wins. We all wins. Ugh, yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. We just want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patron. That's our highest, second highest. Ice, and then there's an even higher, but you guys are great. You guys are great because you get a special shout out here at the end. So, special shout out to Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galliendo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Demarius Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jessica Hanrahan,
Jonathan Riviera,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Matt and Sam Slazdom,
Michelle Calslon,
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Carroves,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capin,
Steven Mina,
and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much. We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.